All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. This podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at MKR Workshop. As nothing says spicing up your kitchen like getting a new kitchen table, or what if you need to upgrade your workspace in order to get more projects done? Well, then the folks at MKR Workshop have all of the solutions for you, as MKR Workshop specializes in building and designing custom-made furniture for all of your home and office needs. Now, you can contact the folks at MKR Workshop anytime via email at mkrworkshop.com. Now, it is no secret that it looks like all-star small forward Kawhi Leonard and the San Antonio Spurs are heading to a divorce. The reports are out there that Leonard wants out of San Antonio, as this appears to be a fractured relationship, and it started off, you know, so well. I mean, Leonard was a first round pick by the Pacers back in 2011. He was traded to the Spurs. Year by year, his points per game and his overall production improved. You're talking about a guy that was the finals MVP back in 2014, just at the age of 22. And following the retirement of Tim Duncan, Leonard appeared to be the heir apparent as far as being the guy who was going to carry the Spurs franchise. It hasn't been the same since game one of the 2017 Western Conference Finals, when he suffered that ankle injury versus the Golden State Warriors. And of course, the Spurs would go on to get swept in that series after they were up 23 points at that time when Leonard went out due to the injury. Now, Leonard only played 9 games this season due to a lingering quad injury. And this is probably one of the most mysterious injuries in the history of professional sports, because the Spurs doctors cleared him to play. Leonard said it still wasn't right. He sought a second opinion. He was rehabbing in New York. The Spurs doctors were going back and forth to check him out. The team felt that he should have been out there playing, and he wasn't. And there just seems to be a huge fractured relationship. You know, the Spurs don't know what to make of Leonard. Leonard doesn't trust the Spurs, and he's basically put it out there that he wants to play for the Lakers. Now, you have to ask yourself, because I don't think Kawhi Leonard is going to play another game for San Antonio. My biggest thing is, as good as Kawhi Leonard is, he can score, he can rebound, he can facilitate, he is a good perimeter defender. But as good as he is he that good, or is he simply a product of the Spurs system? And the reason why I bring this up, you look at the brain trust down there in San Antonio. I'm talking about general manager R.C. Buford and head coach Greg Popovich. They've been together for a very long time. And you look at the sustained success that the Spurs have had. The last time they went to the lottery and the last time they missed the playoffs was 1997. And then, of course, that year they had the first overall pick and they drafted Tim Duncan, and the rest is history. Since then, the Spurs have made the playoffs every single year. Year, 5 NBA championships, and just this year it marked the first time in an 82-game season since 1997 that the San Antonio Spurs failed to win at least 50 games during the season. And I bring that up because that consistency is very important. And on top of that, you're looking at a Spurs team that is consistently picking late in each round, and they continuously find guys that fit their system, and their productivity level stays high. We've also seen where guys leave the San Antonio Spurs and they don't have the same success at another stop in the NBA. So that is why I bring it up. Is Kawhi Leonard that good, or is he a product of the Spurs system? But I will tell you this, R.C. Buford and Greg Popovich are going to come out of this smelling like a rose, because the Spurs have already let it be known they're not going to trade Kawhi Leonard to a Western Conference opponent. And if they were to trade Leonard to a Western Conference opponent, a la the Lakers are going to have to pony up something. You look at the fact that the Lakers have a ton of young and talented players, and I think you're going to see a situation. I know people are throwing Lonzo Ball out there. I don't see the Spurs wanting any parts of Lonzo Ball, but I think you know, just to throw it out there, if the Spurs and Lakers were to have a trade for Kawhi Leonard, you're looking at LA parting with Kyle Kuzma. You're looking at them parting with Brandon Ingram and possibly Josh Hart, if not a pick. So I look at it like that. I also look at the Boston Celtics. I think they're going to be in the mix for this as well. They have young, talented players, and the Celtics also have a wealth of picks over the next few years in the NBA draft, and the San Antonio Spurs know what to do with those picks. I also think a guy to look out for this summer is going to be Tyreek Evans. He spent this past season with the Memphis Grizzlies, and he's a combo, two-guard, small forward, and I think he's been a guy throughout his NBA career who's been underappreciated, and I think he is a guy. He's not on the same level as Kawhi Leonard, but he is still extremely serviceable, and I think the San Antonio Spurs would be a good fit for him, and I think he would be a discount compared to what they would have to pay for Kawhi Leonard. A guy like Tyreek Evans is not going to command a salary that Kawhi Leonard does, so if you're the Spurs, you can bring in a guy like him, keep the system moving, and you still have tremendous cap flexibility, and that's what it's all about in this NBA. I think this is a situation, I'll say it before and I'll say it again, the Spurs are going to come out of this smelling like a rose. RC Buford and Greg Popovich have done their thing for a long time now, for two decades, and more than two decades, might I add, and players have come and gone within that San Antonio system, but the main thing is Pop and RC is still there, and I think they get it done once again. Again, as they are going to do what is in the best interest for San Antonio, not Kawhi Leonard. And with that, the Spurs will find a way to come out on top of this deal. So, folks, that is going to wrap it up. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning in to the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, this podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at D-Line Tax and Books. And although that the tax deadline has come and gone, you can still contact D-Line Tax and Books for all of your tax needs. Now, you can contact the folks at D-Line Tax and Books anytime at 908-219-7215, or you can visit them on the web at dlinetaxbooks.com. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it'll be my pleasure to follow you right back. Also, there is the sports discussion group on Facebook at the Sports Depot 365. You can check it out. Drop a line and be a part of one of the better sports debating sites going on social media. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.